Welcome to this episode of Grandpa Hill's True Stories. It is our 50th episode. This is a slightly wiser story and a faith and family story. The story is about a time when Grandma and Grandpa Hill had a disagreement about money. We both wanted something, and I was sure it was the wrong thing to do at the time. Buying a couch at that time was out of the question. There were bills to pay and no cash saved. And comfort in the living room would just have to be found in a big bean bag and the old stuffed chairs from Grandma Thompson. Even so, Grandma Hill, Mary Lee, went and got the couch, or should I say, received the couch. Anyways. Welcome to Grandpa Hill's True Stories.
What's the matter?
This story is for my children, my grandchildren, and all children. I'm sitting here tonight with my daughter, my son-in-law, Michael, and little Owen. So if you hear the toy being pulled, it's because little Owen likes to pull the toy. And it makes the propeller turn around. But this is a story that takes place in 1985. And in 1985, we had just moved, Grandma and I had just moved to Minnesota. And in Minnesota, we lived in an apartment, and then we lived in a house, which doesn't seem like much, except that houses in Minnesota, Savage, Minnesota, they cost quite a bit of money. So we also had what's called a mortgage. A mortgage is what Amy and Michael deal with now, because they have to earn money and then give money to the bank and pay for their loan. And so even though I had a good job in Minnesota, I was working for Hitchcock Industries, which was aluminum sandcaster. We made lots of nice aluminum castings, and they paid me a nice salary, but we still had that big house payment. So money was tight. It was so tight that we had a living room that didn't have a couch.
Whoa.
And we had a living room that didn't have a chair.
Why?
We had a living room that didn't, actually it was kind of bare. It was bare. There was a bean bag. There might have been two bean bags.
Yay!
That was our furniture. And so, Grandma didn't like that. I didn't like it, but that's what we could afford. We had nothing. You know, it didn't make sense. So I would keep saying no to Grandma whenever she said, let's go get some furniture. Let's rent some furniture. Let's buy some furniture. Let's get some used furniture. And I'm going like, no, I think we better just like get our cash figured out and start having a, have some money. And I didn't want to go in debt to buy furniture when I was also already in debt.
Did you have anything to make your house pretty at all?
Oh, yeah. It'll be Patricia and Brian and Amy and Rebecca. No, we didn't have a lot of pretty stuff.
Did you have any, like, paint?
Any what?
Paint.
Yeah, I was painting. It was a nice house. It was a new house.
Oh,
had the owner had built it himself, and then I lived in it for a few years, and then he sold it to us.
Cool.
It was at 13245 Glenhurst Avenue South, Savage, Minnesota, with a bare living room.
Bare living
room? Yep, nothing in the living room. Yay! Just the beanbag.
No,
and in the beginning, oh, the TV was there for a while, too. The beanbag and the TV. Oh, there might have been two. I don't really know.
When did you get the really large record player?
But the point, yeah, that might have been there, too. I don't remember. The big sliding glass door. But I know there was no couch. I knew that Mom wanted a couch, and we weren't getting a couch.
Yep.
And then one day,
what happened?
Grandma's parents, Mom and Dad, came to visit us to see our new house.
Yay!
And they thought it was pretty rough that we didn't have any furniture. And then I said, no, we're not getting any furniture. We do not have the money for furniture.
Do they buy you furniture?
Well, that's part of the story. Okay. So then I go to work.
Okay, and?
Because I don't have a lot of vacation when they came to visit. So then when I was at work, I get a call. And it says, Don, we're going to go furniture shopping.
Oh, no.
Which made me very unhappy.
Yeah,
because I knew we don't have that to buy furniture. And when I came home.
You had furniture.
Yeah. Are you telling the story?
Well,
yes, in our living room, there was a couch.
Oh, no, that's bad.
There was a chair.
Oh, no, that's bad.
There was another chair.
Oh, no.
Two end tables and a coffee table, a whole set.
Wasn't it crowded?
No, it was a huge living room. It was a nice house.
I thought it was a small
room. No, it would have been bigger than this living room.
It was longer.
Yeah, it was a nice big room. But there was no furniture in it. But now there's furniture in it, and I am just a little bit bothered. Well, I knew that, like, we weren't paying for it because I found out that Grandma and Grandpa Mac paid for the furniture.
Yeah.
Very nice of them. But I didn't like taking advantage of them, and I didn't like it that we went shopping for furniture even though I had said no.
Yeah.
So then Grandma tells me a story.
What did she tell you?
Because I'm also looking at this furniture. And I know from other furniture we looked at, we're looking at like $1,400. It's a pretty cheap set, a $1,400 furniture set in 1985. How much did you pay? Well, we didn't pay anything. Mom and Dad got it. Well, how much did they pay? Said the bill came to $700.
Wow.
Well, half off is a normal gimmick to get people to buy furniture and stuff like that, half off. But it wasn't really a half off. The couch was a half off.
Yeah.
And then it was going to be like another $600 or $700 to get the rest of the stuff. And Mom, Grandma, really liked it.
Yeah.
And she did something that, like, she did this thing. It's like when people buy cars, they call kick the tires.
What's that?
Well, she starts walking around the furniture and she says, "What? Well, there's a scratch over here."
But she
I don't want that.
She wanted old furniture.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of reasons why she liked the furniture, but she saw things that didn't look quite right for new furniture. And pretty soon it was, this is half off, and this is half off, and this is half off. And then the whole thing was half off. And the $1,400 furniture set was only $700. But it went piece by piece that she didn't like the condition and the salesman would relent, which to me was very impressive. So I was very happy that I had the furniture. And the couch is one of the things remaining, not its cushions. It's in the...
Oh, that wooden couch.
That wooden part. The cushions are gone now.
Cool.
And it has the futon on it. And the end tables are over at Aunt Rachel's and Uncle Andrew's.
Wow.
And the chairs might have been burnt. I'm not sure. Somehow we got rid of those. But anyway, that is the story about how Grandma got her very first couch ever.
Wait.
That wasn't already in the house that we owned.
Any other couch?
Oh, we had like an old bed that came from like grandma's grandma.
And why did you use that?
We did use it. That was our bed.
It wasn't a couch.
It was a creaky old metal frame and stuff like that. Everything was old or used or borrowed when we got started.
Did you have any books?
Bugs? Books or bugs?
Books.
Books, yeah, we had lots of
books.
As I look back, I was pretty stubborn about that couch and how we got it. Mary Lee had not expressed her strong desire for furniture to her parents. Merv and Jan just saw the need and filled it by taking her out to buy furniture. My gratitude to my in-laws was not a joyous, heartfelt gratitude. I wish I could give them that heartfelt gratitude right now, 38 years later, and let them know how treasured their gift was then and how the memory of it is still felt today. For her part, Mary had kept the bill down with brilliant negotiating, and for her efforts, she had a living room set that was comfortable and sturdy for our family. As for Mary's negotiating skills, I was learning from her. She used to say, "Just ask. The seller can laugh, be angry, and he can, and often does, drop the price to make the sale."